Vishvir was made available, Le'ili Nishmas, Zev Burach ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Am and Yeshaya. Tahai Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Daf Yud Omed Aleph, 16 Shuris are from the bottom. All Ubovat. If the rat went in with some bread in his mouth, Ubovat, and the owner of the house searched for the chametz, below asking, and he didn't find it. The question is, did the rat eat up the chametz? That's why he didn't find it? So the owner had no longer any responsibility? Or maybe the rat dropped the chametz someplace in one of the rooms, and the owner still has to look for it. However, it needs repairs. We'll soon see more about that. But that's the question. Did the rat eat it? Or do you say he dropped it in one of the rooms? Since he searched for it and didn't find it, it could be that it doesn't exist anymore. Maybe the rat ate it up. Or no, maybe it's there, only his search was not thorough enough. We'll see more about that soon, however. Plutis machlekes uramea rabbanon. Did Naam, he learned in the Mishnah, or yaramea rimea called over shebecheskes tumah. Everything was in the status that there's a tumah here. That he knows there was a dead shadows here, or there's a mess here. There's a tumah. Lo'olam hu betumosei. It always remains in the status of tumah. Ad sheyevod aloch atumah hefanu. Unless it'll be known to you, where did the tumah go? The fact that you don't find it after searching does not mean that it's not here anymore. Therefore, according to Amir, the fact that you didn't find the chametz does not mean that the rat ate it up. You didn't find it, and that's all that is here. But Hachamim Eilim, Boide, you search, let's say the case where the shazi was a grave, a mess. So you search, you dig in the whole field, Ad she'magia le'sela, until you reach rock. Well, you know there's nothing there beneath the rock. Oh, karke besula, or virgin soil. And it was never overturned. So search, if you don't find it, then you know that it's no longer there. We have to say, what happened to the mess? Maybe some buzzards carried it off, and it was therefore devoured. It's no longer here. According to the Chachamim, if you didn't find the chametz, you say that your search is thorough, and we say that the rat ate it up. Now that needs a perish yet, but first setting aside. Tesfus, all the bola. The rat went in, the bola, and the owner searched, although Ashken didn't find, it's a plukta that I never have on. Tame effect, Tesfus, Afira Ramea. Even according to Rabbi Meir Doma, Lo'ilami v'cheskes tumeh, didn't have to mean, and there there's a difference, le'taharis, she'nasu al-gaba. If he made taharis after going to that place, after he searched, and he made taharis, so we say the taharis of a suffix tumeh, because it could be the tumeh was still there. But hoche here, Rabbi Bidike, Rabbi Bidike's chometz, what else should he do? Even Shebodak below Motzo, if he was Bedek, and he didn't find, Ma Yase, what should he do? Im Yatzrehu, Libedek Pam Shneo, even if they ask him, Chacham will require him to make another Bedeke? Namelo Yimso. It says, the rat came in with a piece of bread, and then the owner came in and searched and didn't find it. So he made a Bedeke's Chomets already. He searched and didn't find it. So you say, according to Amea, it's not good enough. He makes another bedikah shlomos. What will the second bedikah accomplish if the first bedikah didn't accomplish? The first bedikah was a thorough bedikah, like a din it requires. So why should he have to make another bedikah? What will he accomplish? That takes the kasha. No, Elohim, even the second decay won't find. Say the cash inside. The Rash appears, how would Rashi answer this difficulty? The Afila of Mea. Omar, we can say, Eimer Achbir Ochle, that maybe the rat ate it up. Because the Omer will agree in this case, as you make a why? The B'dikas Chometz ain't the Elamid the Rabbanim. It's a Sophic Rabbanim. So when it says a Pluk, that doesn't mean it's a Machlekes of Rameh and the Chachom, it means just like there's a Machlekes. And by Taras. But here, there's no Machlekes at all, because here's a Sophic Rabbanim of the Kula. The Koshe, that's hard to say. The Habeed, the Omer, the Gemara says openly, Pluk to the Rameh, but I want some Machlekes. It seems the Machlekes is right here. The Yeshlem and Ephod Tesla learned the Pshat as follows. The Gemara is talking about a case, Bishalo Beetle. He did not make Beetle. Oh, when you don't make Beetle, so Bedikas Chomes is the Oraisa. Ukoma, he said, the Rameh, Lo Sogi Bibdike, it won't help. It's not enough for the Bdik. Even though his search and didn't find it, no, we are afraid that the Chomes is still here. Even the Loashka, since he didn't find, Rabbi Besovik Lav, as a Sovik maybe is even on the Lav, the Lo Yemotze, and the Tzorech Lo Vatha, and will require him according to the Dintimi Vatha. Now, although we say Abedik Tzorech Lo Vatha, as a Takonis Chachonim, but now, it'll be Al Pi Din Torah Yasim Yavat, because it's a Sophic. According to the mayor, once he saw a rat bring in bread, even though he went in and searched and didn't find it, the mayor's chayshis, that it's there. If it's there, so Bedikah won't help anymore. He made a Bedikah already. But it's a question of a Sophic D'Oraisa, so now he'll need Beetle. Minatoyel need beetle, not because of Takon, Abedik, so Ashiv Atal. Needs beetle, Minatoyel. With Sogi, that'll be enough. Beetle will help. Afila Rameh. You don't say he has to make another Bedik here. The Lo Ivy El Sophic Tumid the Rice, Rameh's Tumid the Sophic Tumid the Rice. After he made beetle, it's only a Sophic now that I bought on. Because without Bedikah is only Isha the Rabbana, once you're Mevatel. So therefore, if it's Mevatel, even Rameh will agree, that's all he needs. Avo hoche, the Bedikah is Chavis the Rabbana, Shor es Mutter, after he makes Beetle. So again, according to Chachamim, he does not need Beetle Midi Araisa, or does not need another Beetle. Because, I'll make it even better. Even after the Takon, Abedik Sarashir Vatal. But the new Hamas comes in, he needs another Beetle. He needs another Beetle. So therefore, according to Rameh, he has to make Beetle. Even though he searched and didn't find, he has to make Beetle because we're afraid it's there. Now the question is, even though you're Mavatal, the Chachamim required you made the Rabbanim to be Beidik? So we say, it's a Sophic Rabbanim with the Kula. The Chachamim say you don't need any Beetle either. Because since he didn't find it, so we say, it's not there anymore. What happened? The rat ate it up, and therefore, does not require any Beetle. Say that. In the Gemara, 11 shulas up from the bottom. 11 shulas up from the bottom. All the border. 11 shulas up in the bottom. All. A rat went in with chometz in his mouth, who bore that, and the owner came and searched for it, were asking, and he found the piece of chometz. So the question is the piece of chometz that he found the same piece that the rat brought in? Look there, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi, and the Rabbi Shimon were here. The time of saw this, there's a field where a grave went lost. We know there's a grave in this field, but we lost its location. Anybody goes in that field is coming. Maybe he walked over the grave. Suppose subsequently they discovered a grave there. So we say that's the grave that was lost. Everybody goes in that field. If he doesn't walk over that grave, he's Torah. She anima, because I say, Kever she'ovad hu kever she'nimsa. The grave that was lost, that's the one that's found. Divrei Rebbe. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel emer, Tibode kol ha'sodiko. You have to search the entire field. The mere fact that you found the grave doesn't prove that's the grave that was lost. It could be the grave that's lost, it's still lost. Only you found a new grave, a second grave. According to this now, if the chometz that you found, the question is that the chometz that the rabbi brought in? So everybody says yes. And Shimon says, maybe no. Therefore, you have to make a bedikas chometz and look for the chometz that the rabbi brought in. Say that. This is a case where he was bedik chometz already. They saw the rat bring in chometz, and he went in and found a piece of chometz. So according to Rebbe, it does not have to make a second bedikah, because that's the piece that was brought in. And chometz say maybe the piece that was brought in he didn't find yet. It's a new piece, so he has to make a bedikah chometz. This machlekes has nothing to do with the previous machlekes. Here is Machlekes, a case where he searched and he didn't find. Do we say that the rat ate up the chometz or not? That a buzzard carried off the mess or not? That's different Machlekes and Kali. Nothing to do with this Machlekes. Right up. He niach tes, and he put down 9 pieces of chometz. Or more tzoyud. And then he found 10 pieces. So the question is as follows. Do we say the original 9 are still there, and only one more piece was put down there by somebody, himself or somebody else, doesn't remember? So therefore, he doesn't have to go searching for the 9 pieces. He made the biggest chometz already tonight, or last night, nothing to worry about. He left over 9 pieces of chometz, and now he found 10, so you can say the 9 pieces are the same that he put down, and the 10th was an additional one, so nothing to search for in the house. Or maybe somebody took away the 9 pieces, the rat took away the 9 pieces, and the 10th piece was brought here. And 10 pieces were brought, 10 new pieces were brought here. So maybe the first 9 pieces were taken away, and 10 new pieces were put here. And that would require him to go searching for the original 9 pieces? That's the question. So once more. Do we say, when he put down 9 and found 10, that the 9 that he found in the morning are the same 9 that he put down last night, and only a 10th one was added by somebody who came into the house? So he doesn't have to make another bedikah? Or do we say, no, the original 9 were carried off by rats someplace in the house, and these 10 are new 10 that somebody brought. Now I told us a machlekes. Lukti de Rebbe Rabban. The time you learn the Baraisi in Niachman, he put down 100 zoos of Maisa Sheni money. It's also to spend here. Only in Yerushalayim you can spend it. Or Motsi Messiah. Then he came later and found 200 zoos here. So the question, what is the nature of these 200 zoos? So, Rebbe says, Chulin u'maiso sheini me'erovin zebezeh divrei Rebbe. Means, the first 100 zoos, u'maiso sheini money that he put down, are here right now too. Only 100 other money was put down also. So the original u'maiso sheini money is mixed together with the chulin, was added subsequently. So here also, we say that the 9 pieces of chometz that are left over are still here. Only a 10th was added. So it doesn't have to be made the chometz again to look for the 9 pieces. It didn't go lost. They're here. Chometz say, no, somebody came or took away the whole 100 pieces of silver of Maisa Sheni money, and they left over 200 pieces of chulin money. because people don't mix. Therefore, they say the rats carried off the first nine, and somebody else brought in 10 new ones, and so it has to be Beit HaKamis now to search for the first nine in the house. Say that. Hiniach Yud. If you put down 10 pieces, or more Tzorteisha, and you found nine, that's a different story. Do you say that the rat carried off one, so he has to be Beit HaKamis again now to look for that one someplace? Or do you say that the rats carried off all 10, and somebody else came and put down 9, so now he has to look for 10? Not enough to look for 9. Again, he put down 10, and he found 9. Do you say that the rats carried off 1? These 9 are from the original 10. So he has to search until he finds 1. That's enough. Or do you say no, that all 10 were carried off, and the 9 are 9 new ones? So he has to search until he finds 10. I know safe of the previous Baraisa. The Tanya, Hiniach Mosai, put down 200 zoos of Maaseh Sheni money, or Maaseh money, and he found 100 zoos subsequently. So, every holds a money munich, one money was lying here all the time, and one money was taken away. And therefore, we say that of this money that has here right now, the 100, is still Maaseh Sheni money. Same as also, if he left 10 and he found 9, so we say the 9 that are here are the original, from the original 10. Only one is missing. So he has to be Beit HaKamis until he finds that one. Homer say somebody took away the first 200 zuz of Maaseh Sheni and left 100 zuz of Chulim. So here also, we say the rats took away the first 10, and somebody put down 9 new ones. So he has to search now until he finds the original 10 chomet. Say that. Hiniach, now up to now we're talking, we left a certain number of pieces, and he found a different number of pieces. One case where he found more than he left, one case where he found less than he left. Here's the case where he didn't find a different number, the same number, but he found it in a different place. Hiniach bezovis, he put chametz in this corner, or moze bezovis achels, and he found it in a different corner. The question is this new chametz that he found in this new corner, and the old chametz had been carried off by a rat someplace, so he has to be made the chametz again? Or do you say, no, it's the same chametz, only he doesn't remember that he is the one who put it someplace else, or maybe somebody else put it someplace else. There's no difference in the same chametz. Remember, it's the same number of pieces, exactly. Therefore, that had nothing to do with the previous questions. Plukta is the machleke, is what Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabban at the time you learned. Kadom she'ovad b'bayis. If an axe got lost in a house, it's not in a place where it's supposed to be. And you can't find it. So we say, habayis is tummy. The house is tummy. All the things in the house became tummy. Why is that? She'anim, because I say, some person, a gandhav, a thief came in, a moretz, who is not careful with the name of Tumah v'Tahara, Odom Tomei Nechnish Shomei Natola. A man that was Tomei came in and took it. And while he was there, he touched things. By touching things, it makes them Tomei. So therefore, everything in the house now is under the suffix of Tumah. So what do we say? What's the reason for his being in another room? That somebody came in and put it in another room. Or what's the reason? It's a different corner? A stranger put it in a different corner. The house is toya. Why? Shanim, because I say, he shilu le'achaya, that he himself had loaned out the axe to somebody else. Only forgot that he had loaned out the axe to somebody else. He shochach, and he forgot about it. Now the next piece needs a little explaining, so we'll wait a few minutes. If the Gemara finishes, then you'll be able to say it over. Oh, now the first case is where he didn't find the axe at all. Now that wasn't our question originally. Our question was, when he put chametz in one corner, found another corner. So this part of the Braise doesn't give us any information. It's a question if the axe is missing. The Tanakhama says we're afraid Amor Etzaganev came in and took it, and therefore everything in the house is a suffix to me. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says we don't have to be afraid for that. Probably only himself loaned it out to somebody and he forgot. Now comes the other case that's parallel to what we asked at the beginning. He put chametz in one corner, found another corner. Oh, shenetol, maybe he took it, mizovizu, only took from one corner, v'niach v'zovizachers, and put in another corner, shoch, and he forgot. Now here he's explaining something he wasn't talked about before. He's explaining how is it found in another corner, if it only did it himself and forgot. But we didn't mention at the beginning of this baraisa that it was found in another corner. The baraisa started just with one case, where it wasn't found at all. So the Gemara says something is missing in his Baisa. Who talked about, who mentioned the word of corners? Zobis, a corner. Mande Chashmeh, who mentioned it before? Before we had talked, now he left the hammer or axe, and the axe is no longer there. Not found at all. Not found in the house at all. That's the first case. But the second case that you're trying to explain, the second case wasn't mentioned before. So Gemara says, chesurim, extra words are missing, supply extra words. There are two cases we started out. Kaldum she'ovid v'bayis. First of all, the axe got lost in the house. You can't find it at all. Habayis tome, like we learned above, why? She'ani ena, odom tome nechnas v'sham in the tolei. That's one case. Later we'll see, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel differs with this case, and he says, it could be the owner himself had loaned it out to somebody. That's why the axe is not in the house now. Now the second case. Oh, she'inicha bezobes, or he left the axe in one corner, or mitzo bezobes acheres. So here again, the Chachamah said, bias is tomei, she'ane'ena odem tomei nichnas l'shom. How is it that the axe is at a different corner? Some unauthorized person came in from the street, and he moved the axe from one corner to another, and he touched things and made them tomei in the meantime. When they told him it's always you, it was always a house. The Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbi Abai is Torah. On both cases, we say it's Torah. Whether the axe is missing entirely, or the axe is found in a different corner. She'anim, what I say, he's Shiloh Le'ach in the first case. Whether the axe is missing entirely, we say that the owner loaned it out, v'shoch, and he forgot. That's why the axe is not in the house now. And on the second case, the axe is found in a different corner, so we attribute it to the possibility Shenitole Mezobizu himself took it. So therefore now we have a machlekes. If you put chametz in one corner and you find it in another corner, so the question is that the same chametz, only you yourself forgot that you moved it from one place to another? Or do I say an unauthorized rat came in and he moved it, he took the chametz and ate it up? And therefore, the chametz that you found is a different kind of chametz. Again, once a rat comes in, he's not so careful to take, to leave it in another corner. Once he gets into his mouth, he'll eat it up. Or he'll go away with it, to steal it. So therefore, as follows. Tanakami is afraid for Amoritz who came in, or the afraid the rat came in. So therefore, since you find chametz in a different corner where you left it, so you say, the chametz that you left in the first corner was taken away by a rat. And the chametz, you find another corner, somebody else put it in and left it there. Or you yourself left it there. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no. We say, we don't attribute movements of things from one corner to another to unauthorized people, like an amoret, or to a rat. We say, you yourself moved it one corner to another, and therefore the chametz in the other corner is the chametz that you left in this corner. And you don't have to be repeating chametz at all anymore. Say that. Omar Rabbe, Achbor Nichnas, V'kika B'ti. He saw a rat coming into the house holding bread in his mouth. So he came in after the rat to look for it. And he found crumbs. So the question is, are these crumbs that piece of bread? So now I don't have to search any further, or no? So he says, Sori Abdik has to search for the bread that was in the mouth of the rat. Shaindar Kaishalar Brahfora. A rat doesn't make think of the crumbs. A rat devours everything up. The crumbs are from a different source, not from the rat. So the rat took that bread someplace with him someplace and he secreted it. We have to look for it. A rat doesn't break things up to crumbs, just to waste it. Omarove. He saw a child come into the house. And bread was in the child's hand. He entered after the child and he found crumbs. So the question is, did the child throw away the bread someplace? We have to look for it now. Are the crumbs are for some other sort or no? The crumbs are the bread. So you don't have to search for it. And so if Bidika, you don't have to search for the bread. It's the way of a child to make crumbs. A child is overfed sometimes, not hungry, so he crumbles up the bread with the crumbs. And therefore we can attribute that those crumbs to the previous bread. But a rat is not overfed, and the rat therefore doesn't waste bread into crumbs, and he surely took away some place where he intended to eat it subsequently, so we have to look for it. There. The third tesis, Mepnei Shedar Kishaltina Klefora. Tesis explains, Umayyah is talking, Sheyesh Piurim Kidei Kol Akika, that the crumbs are the same volume as the piece of bread was. Ulekach Ein Tzor Abdike. Therefore, you don't have to search. Afil Roshim Gamliel, the Omar Tibodeh Kol Atzor Akul. I don't have to search. That's all. It means this. If you would find crumbs in volume less than the bread, then that's the question above. If you left 10 and found 9. If you find crumbs more than volume than bread, that's the question you left 9 and found 10. So Tesis said, since it's a separate question, and nothing to do with the previous questions, it's a case where you found crumbs in the same amount of the bread. That's all. Don't say any more in the Tesis. Say that little piece. Boy, Rabbi asked a question. Boy, Rabbi, Achbar Nichnas, Rikika Bepi. A rat came in with bread in his mouth. Achbar Yes, and a rat came out. Rikika Bepi, with bread in his mouth. And he's not able to identify which rat it was, the same one or a different one. Ma, what's it then? Me, I'm going to say, Heiner, Hai, they're all. That's the same the one that came in. I know I don't know. And the same one that went out. So he has nothing to worry about. He doesn't have to be bedik again. Or you know, perhaps, it's a different one. When it came out, I found a piece of bread someplace. And when it came in, it was there. And therefore he has to be bedik after when it came in. First say that. Kim Tim Salim, and if you'll be able to say. Heine Heide Oh. Heine Heide Noch, I guess the same one. Then Achbar Lova, and suppose a white rat came in, the Kika Bepi. The Achbar Shohal, yes, and a black rat came out, the Kika Bepi. Ma, what's it then? Should you say, Hi, Vade Achalina? This surely is a different piece of bread for the two different rats? Or do you know, perhaps, Armui Armimenei? The second rat sees the piece from the first one, so it's the same piece of bread that's coming out now. So you don't have to be able to see that. Before he asks the question, suppose we saw that an achbar of a certain color entered the house with a kikel bepiv, and then another achbar of a different color left the house with a kikar bepiv. Do we say it's a different kikar And therefore he has to go now and be building the house for the first kikha, which the first arbor brought in. Or maybe we say that the second arbor took away the kikha from the first arbor, and therefore it came out of the house just now, so it doesn't have to be Beidik. Let's talk that over and we start. Now, we have Tim Salem, where Yud Omid Beis, on the same line in the Gemara as Tesis being more moiny. In Tim Salem, and if you wish to say, Arborim lo shakli ma'adodi, that rats don't take from each other, that's a rule of their nature, that when one has taken something, the other one doesn't take it away. So therefore, we have to say that this is a different kikar that was taken out, and the first kikar was brought in, is still in the house, so you have to be by the chomesh to look for the first kikar. Arbor nichnes, the kikar befi, suppose the arbor came in, carrying a kikar in the mouth. The chulda yes, and now a weasel came out of the house, the kikar befi, and the weasel is carrying a kikar in her mouth, maho. The weasel surely takes away from the arba. The same species, we can say, they have instinct not to take from each other. But there's no question that the chulde has no scruples about taking away the kika from the arba. So let's say the same kika, and therefore you don't have to be very comments, but the chulde is not taking you out of the house. I don't know, perhaps, achrinahi. We have a svara that says it's a different kikar, not the same. Why? If it would be true that the chulder took this kikar away from the arbor, she would take the arbor also. Arbor would be found in her mouth too. If the chulder encounters an arbor, she won't be satisfied by taking away the kikar from it. She'll take the arbor together with the kikar. So since the chulder is coming out without the arbor, just the kikar, it's a slower to say, it's a different key card. Say that. All these are aspects of the original question that the brother asked. And it's just a model to show how careful you must be in deciding any questions. You have to view all the different aspects that are possible. So he was giving us a model. In Tim Slim, and if you say, Im Isidim Abishakalte, Arbevi Avnishtaka, if it would be true that the chulda took it away from the arba should be found in the chulda's mouth, then that's the following question. Arba nichnes with kika. We saw arba go into the house with a kika in his mouth. The chulda yates with kika, the arba with the chulda. Now a chulda is going out, and she has in her mouth the kika and also the arba. Now, what do you say? Hochavad here may be certainly ihuhu, it's the same kika, but you see it's together with the arba. And then perhaps, in Isa, had it been true, the ihu near, that's the same kika, kika befi arba mishtaka. Boy, the kika should be in the mouth of the arba. Boy, ishtakucha should have been found. It means the chul is holding the arba in his mouth, but the kikar should have been in the mouth of the arbor. But since the kikar is not in the mouth of this arbor, so we say that this is a different kikar, and the original kikar is still in the house, it must be Beidik Chometz. But perhaps it could be it's the same kikar. But why isn't the kikar in the mouth of the arbor? If the chul is holding the arbor in its own mouth, so the kikar should be in the mouth of the arbor. Because of fright, it fell. The arba dropped it because of fright. The shakalte and the chulde picked up the kika and picked the arba, two separate objects in his mouth. Teiku, so the question remained unanswered. Say that. Boy, I'll ask another question. Kika bishmoi kera. There is bread on the top of the ceiling beams. The ceiling beams run across the top of the room, but there's an empty space between the top of the beams and the roof. And on that beam was a kikar. Now, it's not mechuyev to the Beidik chametz to look for what's doing on top there, because that's not a place where people put chametz. Here's a case, however, if he sees it, there is chametz there. So the question is, does he have to remove it? Now, Tesis told us, beginning in a sichta, that beetle is not enough, beetle chametz, because in addition to beetle need bedike, maybe there might be chametz, shema yovela oichle, might come to eat it. It wouldn't be able about yoreh, because it's mevatel. That's enough. But it might come to eat it. That's the reason for bedike's chametz. Now here the question is, since it's in a high up spot, are we afraid that he might come to eat it? Might fall down, and might come to eat it. Is it mechuyev to climb up on the ladder and remove it before Pesach? Again, kikar b'shmei, shmei means the sky, means on top of the beam. Sorich sulam loid, do you need to take a ladder and climb up and bring it down? Of course, if it's within reach, there's no question you have to take it down, because it's surely shema yoba lo ichlo. We'll come to eat it during Pesach. But suppose they're out of reach, you need a ladder. Or maybe ain't so, maybe you don't have to bother. Me, I'm going to say, kula hai, lo atahu rabbonin, so much rabbonin didn't bother him. Kiven de lo nochis v'nafshe, since it doesn't come down by itself, I mean, it's not within reach either, lo osilameh, he wouldn't come to eat it. Therefore, not necessary to obey the chametz, to take it away down. Because there's an abatel of the chametz, it's enough. Beetle helps. And what are you afraid? Shema yoba lo ichla? He couldn't come to eat it unless he climbs up on the ladder. Or then perhaps, maybe we should be afraid. Zimnin didn't fall. Sometimes it might fall. We all see the mech, and then he'd come to eat it. So the question is the chiyuv of bedikas chametz that far to be afraid he might, it might fall down or not? Now, Ian came saying, and if you would say, yes, Zimnin dinafil vasilamech, sometimes it might fall. It comes to eat it, and that's why it has to be Beidik Chomet to remove that kikar. I ask another question. Kikar bebaya, suppose the kikar not in a high place, but it's in a hole in the ground. It's say in his yard. And he looks down in a deep hole and see there's a kikar. Now, you can't reach it by bending over, so there's no chash shema yoba lo ichlo. The question is, sorich sulam lalis, you have to have a ladder to go down and bring it up, take it away before Pesach, or ein sorich. Now explains. Here certainly, the soul kibinash, it won't happen, that it'll come up by itself. Bread on a beam might fall down. Sometimes the earth as it tremors, or the house has a tremor, something happens, and therefore it might fall down. But a loaf of bread at the bottom of a pit will not come out of the pit by itself. Therefore, you don't have to bother. It won't be a chash shema yoba lo ichlo. Or don't we perhaps zil medo? Sometimes he might go down. The mebet zochi to do his knees, as he might want to go down to use it as a toilet, the bottom of the pit. For some other purpose, he might wander to the bottom of the pit. And when he's down there, all Siramechel comes to eat it. So the question, are we chashish to such a remote possibility? And therefore, because the deal of all Siramechel has to be made to come or not. The imtim zalema, the nochas litzach of all Siramechel, if you say, sometimes he might go down for his knees, and he might come to eat it there. I'll ask the following question. In those days, there were snakes everywhere. Suppose you're a snake, come into his territory, carrying a kikar in his mouth. Now, in order to take it away from the snake, you have to bring a snake man. The people who play a music and they attract snakes. That's how it used to be. People used to call, just like they called people today, to get rid of rats in the house, they called snake charmers, to take the snakes out of the houses. You have to go to the trouble of hiring a chabor. Chabor means a snake charmer. the hotzi to bring the snake out, or ein tzarech? Should you say, Bigur feyatrehu rabbanan? What he can do with his own body, the bedikas chometz, the chachamim bothered him. He has to go to the trouble being bedik chometz. If that was always necessary, should he go into the house and look for the bread? But here's a case where he can't do it personally, because there's some place in the hole where the snake is. And the snake may come again during Pesach and bring it out again and leave it on the surface. With his money, he should have to hire a professional man that didn't bother him to look for the chametz. Or perhaps Loshna, makes no difference. Even with his money, they bothered him, and he has to hire a chaber to call out the snakes with his music in order to get rid of the chametz. This he didn't answer. Say that. To spend money, the Chachamim maybe didn't bother him to hire a snake man. So Tez has a kasha. We learned above, if A rents out an apartment to B, and it was understood that A had made B'dikas Chametz already, then B discovered that the B'dikas Chametz was not made. So he has to make B'dikas Chometz. Would that be a Mekach Toyes? Because he rented an apartment thinking it was Boduk, and now he has to be Bedik himself. So Abaye says it's not a Mekach Toyes, because people like to do mitzvahs. And even in a place where people pay money for B'dikas Chometz, you hire somebody, it's not a Mekach Toyes, because a man is satisfied to do a mitzvah with his money. He's happy to spend money for B'dikas Chometz, so he gets a mitzvah. So it's not called a Mekach Toyes. So you see that people don't mind spending money to do a mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz. So why are you saying here, be a more mainly to spend money they didn't bother him? Tesis. First, talk about the question. And Tesis answers as follows. Where there's a mitzvah to do, people certainly don't mind. They want to do mitzvahs, even if it costs money. But here, Perish Hochet, Dafka, here especially we say, maybe they didn't matriach him with his money. The Shem or Yosef, maybe the snake will take it out of the house eventually. Or Yochlen, or he might eat it up. So therefore, the house was bodik already. Only he saw the snake bring in a kikar. Now the question is, maybe it's not necessarily the bedik. Maybe the snake ate it up. So just for this possibility, maybe they didn't bother him to spend money to hire a snake charmer to call out the snake. Where there is chometz, it means whether there's a mitzvah of b'dikas chometz or there is chometz, either case, where you have to do a mitzvah, omar le'el, then lichel le'elinus. The man is satisfied. The love is mitzvah with his money. Like his Pesach, Erev Pesach, the time comes to B'dikas Chometz, the man is satisfied. On the contrary, he wants the mitzvah. But here, we're B'dik already. It's only a question if that Nochesh brought it in. So you say, maybe the Nochesh ate it up. So therefore, such a far-fetched possibility that maybe he didn't eat it up, and maybe he didn't take it out. Maybe with such a case, we don't bother him to spend money. Say that. Now we'll learn the Mishnah with Tesis Pshat. Now in Tesis we'll learn what Rashi said. But we'll learn with Tesis Pshat first. Have you the email, Boitkin, or Yudalit? We obey the Chometz the night just before Yudalit. That's the night of B'dikas Chometz. Or be Yudalit Shachris. Now, right now it looks like he's saying, and Yudal v'Shachris. Gemara will say it means or Yudal v'Shachris. But right now we'll learn, Yudal is saying you have to be Vedic more than once. The night of B'dikas Chometz and in the morning. Or b'Shas ha-Beyur, and at the time when you have to get rid of the Chometz, just before Erev Pesach ha-Seis ha-Yoyim, you have to be Vedic again. That's how it looks, the pshat. True pshat is not so. True pshat is, he has to be bedik the night time. If he wasn't bedik at night time, he's bedik in the morning. If he wasn't bedik in the morning, he's bedik then. And we just say, if he wasn't bedik at all, he should not be bedik comes during Pesach. That's a real pshat. We'll soon see, the Gemara thinks at first, it means you have to be bedik all three times. The real pshat is not so. The bedik once, if not the first time, then the second. Not the second or third. If it wasn't bedik a third time either, then on Pesach not bedik chametz. We'll soon see why. If it wasn't bedik at night, yivdik v'yudal, it's bedik in the morning. Lo bodak yudalit, yivdik v'sehamed, you should be bedik even during Pesach. Not like Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not bedik chametz during Pesach. The Chachamim say you should be bedik chametz even during Pesach. Then they add, lo bodak v'sehamed, if it wasn't bedik during Pesach, and also not before Pesach, Yivdek lachamet. He said, "Bedik chametz after Pesach is over without a bracha." Because if he'll find chametz that he had kept during Pesach, it's also behanoya. He has to get rid of it. Chametz. So all of our Pesach also behanoya. So if it wasn't bedik before, he should bedik afterwards, after Pesach without a bracha, to see if he left over any chametz. But then it's also behanoya. Now he goes back to the first night. At night time, when his bedik chametz, ma shemeshaya, what he leaves over for his meals, he has to eat chametz yet until Pesach comes. Yanichenu b'tzinah, he should put it in a secure place, in a private place where rats couldn't get at it. Kidei shelo yisore b'dika achar, he shouldn't have to make another b'dika. It means, let's say if he leaves over five pieces of bread for himself to eat and his family, and later he takes a look and sees only four, so one piece was carried off by an achbar maybe, they have to be bedik all over again, the entire house. So therefore, what he leaves over for his eating, he should put in a safe place so no rat can get at it. So therefore, he shouldn't have to be mechuyev to bedik again. See that? If a person is mabatel chometz, and it wasn't Bedik Chometz, then he found Chometz after Pesach, it's also B'chanan. Because he was over on the Takonis Chachonim of Dikas Chometz. The bottom tesis. Imlo Bodak B'ser Hamayet. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, according to the real pshat, is Bedik the night of Yudalit? If not, Yudalit Shachris? If not, the Meshas Habir. And Bir means just before the Isur of Chametz, Erev Pesach, in the middle of the day. And our Chametz say, same thing, wasn't Bedik the night before, it's Bedik by day. Wasn't Bedik by day, Yivdik B'Ser HaMeyed. Now Rashi learned B'Ser HaMeyed, not like we learned when we said this Mishnah. Rashi B'Ser HaMeyed means, exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shas habir. And may it doesn't mean yontif, may it means a set time to get rid of your chametz. So the chametz say, has to be bedik, at a set time to get rid of the chametz, just before Pesach, it begins. I mean, before chatzos. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, the third time is b'shas habir, when you're getting rid of the chametz. Chametz also say the same thing. Only they're adding, if he wasn't Bedik then either, he should be Bedik during Pesach. This Rabbi says not. During Pesach, not. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara. But Rashi is learning that Chomer paralleling of Yudin exactly. Only the adding that if he wasn't Bedik at the Moed, which means at the time to get rid of the Chomers, he's Bedik during Yontif. Tesis. The bottom tesis. In lo bodik v'sir hamed, perash v'kuntis, Bishar Shishas. It's the same time Rabbi Yehuda called Shas Habir. The Koshe, Rabbi Yehuda called it Shas Habir, Velomo Shino Lishene. Why did he take a separate expression? The same Mishnah. Yehuda says, is Bedik, if it wasn't Bedik before, it's Bedik with Shas Habir. The Chumash should say, he is Bedik
He's bathing b'shas habir, and after b'shas habir. But says, no, he's bathing b'shas ha-mayad, and it's not after the mayad. If mayad means biur, so why does it change the language? It's just saying biur. Elo Tezer says, shuch ha-mayad, not like Rashi says, mayad means the appointed time for biur, mayad means yontif. Hanimetchila sheva, asef ha-pesach. That's when a yontif of Pesach begins as far as Chametz is concerned. So it means, I'll explain this, the time to get rid of Chametz is the fifth hour. That's when you get rid of your Chametz. But the Meir means beginning of the seventh hour. Midaraisa, that's the time for Chametz. So Meir, according to Tesis, means beginning of the seventh hour was Midaraisa. That's the Meir of Chametz. So if it wasn't Beidik then, Yirdik, he should be Beidik, they shall Yisar lechomish alisa v'shal heta. So he should be Beidik even during Yontif, and even after Yontif. So Mayat means the Yontif. On the Yontif starts at the end of the sixth hour, beginning of the seventh hour. So again, Rasha learns Mayat, what the Chachomir saying means, B'shas habiyot, in the fifth hour, and you're getting rid of Chomish, like Abiyudah said. Tez doesn't like that b'shah. Why did they say b'shah sabir? Why did they change the language and say mayad? So therefore mayad means yontif. When is yontif of Pesach? The middle of the day, the end of the sixth hour. If it wasn't beidik then, it's beidik even during yontif. And if not during yontif, it's beidik after yontif. Now says the Rashi, where also the forest, why didn't Rashi want to say like Tez said? After all, Tez kash is a good kash. How can he say a different b'shah? I can say mayad means biur, then why did he change the language? Rashi explained in the first Mishnah, why is the takon of likas chometz? Why isn't it enough to be batal chometz? Why you have to look for chometz? Batal chometz is enough. The beitkin shall oyave beval yevay. We're afraid he might not sometimes not be mevatel, the leiv sholem. He might not really be mevatel. And therefore, if he has chometz, he'll be eved bal yoreh. Therefore, he has to be beidik chometz, not eved bal yoreh. And therefore, it has to be the bedikah before Pesach begins. Because if he waits until the mayor, he's eved bal yoreh. So Rashi learned b'shas habiyah means not when the yontif begins. B'shas habiyah means in the same time, b'shas hamayah means b'shas habiyah, in the fifth hour. But Tesra says, the reason for Dikas Chometz is not because of Bal Yoreh. But if you're Mevatel Chometz, you're not Eved Bal Yoreh. The reason, Tesha says, for Dikas Chometz, Shemo Yovel Le'oich, if I come to eat it. Therefore, it's never too late to make Dikas Chometz. You might come to eat it. So therefore, the Chachomim, Tesha Lem Shat the Chachomim, that he's building B'Sech HaMoyed, at that time, when already Yontif began, he should be Beidik. So it wasn't Beidik at night, he's Beidik in the morning. Wasn't Beidik in the morning, he can still be Beidik during Yontif. Anytime during Yontif. Because Dilma also Lo'echlo still applies. According to Rashi, we don't say he's Beidik now, he has to be Beidik before Yontif. And not have to be Abraham Bal Yoreh, say that. Before you finish talking about the tasters, we'll explain what Rashi holds in the Mishnah. Bachachomim Einle. In the Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah. Second line of the Mishnah. Bacham Eimer. Well, it bore that Yudalit. It wasn't Beidik at night. Yivdik be Yudalit. He should Beidik by day. Well, Bodek be Yudalit. Yivdik be Secham and he be Beidik at the time of Biyar Chomets. Well, Bodek be Secham. It wasn't Beidik at Biyar Chomets. Yivdik Acham and he be Beidik after Biyar Chomets. Before the night time comes, because by night time will be even Bal Yoreh. Erev Pesach, even though Chometz is us, it's not even Bal Yoreh. So therefore, since Mayad means Shas HaBiur, that's the fifth hour, so it should be Beidik then, before Pesach begins, I mean the Isav Chometz begins. If it wasn't Beidik then, it can still be Beidik in the Erev Pesach down to night, and not enough to be Eved Bal Yoreh, because at night it means Eved Bal Yoreh. Say that now. So according to Rashi, the Chachamim don't require Bdikas Chomesh after Pesach. And even on Pesach, they don't require Bdikas Chomesh. But when they say after a Moed, it means after the Bir Chomesh down to the night. That's all the Chachamim require. Again, they should be Bedik Vesech HaMoed. Moed means in the fifth hour when you're getting rid of the Chomesh. And no, they shouldn't be everybody Yoed. If he wasn't Bedik then, he can still be Bedik down to the night. Because it's not everybody away till the night time. By day, it's only a mitzvah's asay, but no lava balyoe. But once the night time comes, it's too late. He asks, how many everybody away anyhow? So according to Rashi, not only, the Chachamim say, not only after Yonti, you don't have to be Bedik, but even during Yonti. What's the difference between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, you're Bedik only b'shas hadbir, but after the time of Chomesh begins Erev Pesach. It's also to be Bedik Chomesh. The one says, why not? It's also Bedik Chomesh. And Chomesh say, no, you're Bedik the whole Erev Pesach down to nightfall, and in order to be Eber Bal Yeroi, not Eber Bal Yeroi, but at night time Bal Yeroi begins. But Tesis learns a pshat that Meir means Yontif. And the Chomesh say, if you weren't Bedik Erev Pesach, you're Bedik on Yontif. In order to make sure the Chomesh is not there, you might, shouldn't come to eat it. And even after Yontif, you have to be Bedik. But after Yontif is Osir, so therefore you might come to eat it after Yontif. So therefore, that's the Chomesh say, you have to be Bedik even during Yontif, if you weren't Bedik before Yontif. And if not, you're Bedik after Yontif. And Rashi says, no Yontif in this Mishnah. May doesn't mean Yontif, may it mean the time of Bir Chomesh. So after you're Bedik at the time of Bir Chomesh, that's a Meir. You weren't bathing at that time, you bathed after the Meir. Means after the time of Bir Chomesh down to the night. And Lord, and that's a baby about you. Talk about it once more, and go back.
Okay, now I got it.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.